Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live in New Jersey, where there is the active storm called Blizzard 2016. I'm standing in front of the house in our Neptune location, and we just wanted to come out to kind of survey the area and see what's going on. I'm going to grab some pictures and put them on Flickr, and I'm also going to send some to the local TV station to see if we can get ours posted as to what we witnessed this particular storm. So my name is Tammy Joyner here at Theory of Parenting. I'm standing outside in Neptune, New Jersey, in Blizzard 2016. So this is the storm that's set to slam the East Coast on Saturday. We've been getting projections from the coastal watches and from the airmen, from the men on television, from the anchors, from the weather forecasters. We've been getting advisory watches since Friday, and we've been waiting for this blizzard and preparing for the blizzard. We had to evacuate my grandmother, Miss Carrie Jordan. She was evacuated by my mother, and she was invited to come to the Neptune location because of power outages. Today, which is Saturday, we experienced a brief power outage, and we thought that we were going to have to like grab all the books and start reading, and but before we know it, the power came back on. So I'm standing in the middle, and I'm trying to see how far it goes. But it's up to cover the tires on the car. So it's like maybe I'm standing in about, feel like 3 feet of snow in front of the house. And so we've been waiting for the blizzard and the warnings. We had the warning since Friday. There's advisory by the governor to stay inside. We're worried about coastal flooding to the shoreline. We went to WWWPIX11, the TV channel, to find info. So if you want to go there, you can also find updates. There has been heavy periods of snowfall. We were expecting up to 12 inches. That was the projection. But across the state, there was going to be anywhere from 3 to 18 inches, also going through to the southwest of the state. There was a full moon during this particular storm, and the winds were expected to be anywhere from 25 to 50 miles per hour. Some people in some places were expected to have anywhere from 3 to 4 feet. There's a travel advisory, and that's to stop traveling. In the state, they have also closed down some of the transit that's available to those who have to travel by transit. And why? Because of whiteout conditions. Whiteout means that you won't have visibility if you're driving too far ahead of you. So, you know, that could cause collisions and crashes and makes the roads impossible because of whiteouts to travel. Also, they are worried about power lines. So if you're in an area, and I'm looking up to where I'm living now, and there are power lines all around. So we look like if there was strong winds or a tree fall, the trees could fall right on the power lines, and we could, sit right here and, probably experience a fire or a raw line. So it's really dangerous, the way they've constructed these. But, it's in town, and it's residential, and usually we don't have any problems with that. Maybe a few lines, they're dead as soon as they fall, and we never had a problem before. Okay, and so there's service interruptions throughout the city. I think some of the supermarkets are open. We're open for a small period today. They said that this shopping bag was open in Neptune. They're worried about the tree limbs that fall. We had that the last storm, which was Hurricane Sandy. This storm, made me feel very sad because I was here during Hurricane Sandy, and I experienced, the horror of that. And it was like whooping the sides of the house, though, and it was really like strong winds right through the residential areas, right up to the house where we were living. So that was more, dangerous feeling, and the power lines were down during Sandy right on the block. So, you know, that made us feel more uncomfortable than this particular blizzard. The blizzard is basically just laying down coats and coats and coats of snow. And it's just like, you know, we're snowed in, the cars are snowed in. The town is doing great at keeping the roads paved, though. They've been through with the trucks that push the snow away. So the snow, you know, is not stopping the town people from keeping, you know, the streets cleaned off so we can get out, you know, and drive if you definitely 100% have to. We have gas lines, so if the electric go out, we're not going to lose heat. We can still heat by the stove, but at the same time, the electric, you know, only went out for a short time, so they're heating now by, you know, electric the way we're supposed to heat the house, so we're not in any type of hazard at this point. Okay, and most people are snowed in, and they are giving advisories to the elderly. Like I said, my mother picked up, Trisha Terrell, she picked up Miss Carrie Jordan, who is like her active mother, and she actually brought her over, so she's, you know, having, you know, experienced some type of stress due to the storm, you know, displacement, feeling like, you know, kind of comfortable and uncomfortable about being away from her house. Okay, so their travel at this point is deemed dangerous. There are bans, you know, on travel. The subway has service outages, basically their service cuts. They basically terminated service, I think, from about 2, I think they started at 2:30, and I think the last service was going to run to about 4 o'clock. That's from New York. If you were coming down to Jersey, you're not even going to be able to get in through the train. So my name is Tammy Jordan. We're here at Theory of Parenting, and we're talking about Blizzard 2016, and I'm outside in the snow, and I'm going to get a few pictures. I want to try to, you know, put them on the website so we could have a few pictures posted. So you can, if you're not from the region and you're from another region, you can see how, you know, snowed in we are. You can see how, you know, how much coverage we have. It's not just like in portions and, you know, here and there. It's like, you know, we have strong, they started in the northern part of the state on down to the southern part. And, you know, we haven't completed everything with Hurricane Sandy. They didn't fully recover in the state. They didn't get everything totally built back. And before, you know, they could do that, you know, the storm plummeted again. It's like hurricane season is every August to November, and then you experience winter storms and blizzards. So, you know, the town is really taking a, you know, a beating right now, and we really need some, you know, quality weather, some better weather than what we're experiencing right now. So I wanted to, you know, just mention that. I don't know, you know, who's Mother Nature, but I hope she'll, you know, be good to us in New Jersey after a while. We need years and years and years without, you know, harsh winters. Again, my name is Tammy Jordan. We're in a theory of parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about Blizzard 2016 down here in Neptune, New Jersey. I see the neighbors are out, and they've already started to shovel out snow. And they're doing good at that. And I'm looking at our shovel over here, and it looks like it's bent and broken in half. So I don't know if we have other shovels, but if we don't, you know, it's too late for that one unless, you know, someone gets out here and tries to use it the way it is. But right now, that's going to be a little bit of a problem. That's our show for today. I'm praying here that the snow is still falling. So it's about, let's see, check the watch. It's about 3:40 on Saturday. And so the snow is still falling, and we don't know when that's going to, you know, stop. We don't know when that's going to yield up. But maybe we'll do a follow-up show to let you know that everything is great and that we, you know, dug out with the shovels and that it stopped and that, you know, the town is back up and running. Until next time.